tell me, this is a fascinating book. I haven't read it yet, Craig. I have to be upfront about that, but I can just tell it's going to be a fascinating book. Give me some background about yourself, and then we'll talk about the book and the fact that you're going to be in Delaware soon.
Yeah, sure. I grew up in the suburbs of the Virginia suburbs of Washington, D.C., in a little town called Burke. And I joined the Marine Corps in 2003. And I spent 4 years active duty, and then I got out for a little while, and I ended up getting back in and doing another 4 years, ultimately getting out in 2011. And while I was in, I deployed to Afghanistan, and I ended up in a very remote and isolated and kind of very violent battlefield in an area called Sangin, which is in Helmand Province. And on that battlefield and in the middle of all this conflict, I came across a funny little stray dog that was just kind of too cool to leave behind. And together, him and I have been on a wild journey, and that's kind of the subject of the book.
All right, so the book is called Craig and Fred, a Marine, a Stray Dog, and How They Rescued Each Other. Give us a little bit of background about the book.
The story, there's actually two books. There's an adult version, just, you know, for everyone, and it's more of a memoir, and there's a young reader, which is just kind of formatted a little bit differently, and some of the subjects are just a little more appropriate in terms of language and situations. But they both have the message is very clear, and the story is very much there for both audiences. And the young reader is for ages 8 and up. But it's essentially the story of my life a little bit before the Marine Corps, and just and how I ended up in Afghanistan in general is kind of an interesting and unique story. And and then specifically how and where I found Fred and kind of the crazy and miraculous way that I was able to get him home. There was just a lot of ways it could have gone really wrong for him and for me. And it's just it's a really powerful story. And to me, it's proof of what is possible when we understand that it's not what happens to us, but how we react that matters. And the little phrase that I kind of coin for Fred is he was stubbornly positive, and he's kind of taught me how to be stubbornly positive too.
Look, in Afghanistan, there are often, we all know, packs of stray dogs wandering around. U.S. military regulations discourage taking care of stray dogs while you're in the field, let alone adopting one and then sending him and naming him back to your family here in the United States.
Right.
How did you go about deciding to rescue Fred, and what did it feel like when you finally succeeded?
Yeah, I mean, he kind of made, I knew I wanted to, but I also knew that it would be risky, and so I kind of left it up to him, and that's a really that was really important to me. I didn't want to feel like I was stealing him or making him do something he didn't want to do. There was a lot of little, and in the book there's lots of little examples of how he kind of just demonstrated that he was one of us, and that he wanted to stay with us no matter what. And one of the strongest instances of that was when he followed me to the helicopter. That was just lots of little signs that I was looking for and to really make sure that, I was doing the right thing and not just kind of forcing this dog to do something that maybe he didn't want to. From making that decision and getting him home was just lots of little obstacles and lots of big obstacles, but getting him back to the States, he ended up, being about 3 or 4 months ahead of me, and my family took care of him until I got home. And that just was a really special feeling, because I still had about 4 months left on my deployment. And, I wasn't sure if I was going to make it back. But I knew, I had saved Fred, and I had gotten him home. And that meant everything to me.
You know, I guess I don't have to ask. I can kind of hear it in your voice. But talk about your bond with Fred. And by the way, what kind of dog is Fred?
Yeah. So our bond is, it's obviously really strong. And he's actually my first dog. I've always been a dog lover, but we were a cat family growing up. But I always went out of my way to hang out with the neighbor's dogs. I've made friends kind of purposely with kids that had dogs when I was a kid. And so... you know, for me and Fred, I think, you know, our bond is kind of in the story, a lot of it, and, you know, and just the story that we share and the circumstances of how we came together. But it's not unique in terms of just the way dogs influence our lives and the how important animals are to us and what they do for us. You know, it's really just an immeasurable force in our lives if we're lucky enough to have them. So I think that's where people can really relate to me and Fred. Is just everybody loves their animals. And in terms of what kind of dog he is, I think that I always like hearing people's interpretations. He gets a lot of corgi. People always kind of think he's a corgi, but I didn't really see any corgis running around the battlefields over there. So I attribute his characteristics down to just, you know, he's definitely a hound because he's so loud and he's got a really great nose and really good eyes, and he's definitely a shepherd because he's a little bossy. He kind of I think he's pretty sure he's just herding me around everywhere we go. And,